Damon Gammo is best known as an actor in probably in that Sugar film. He's been in a few other things, but now he's turned filmmaker. His film 2040 looks at the world we could have in that year if we started taking action now. City buildings dripping with greenery, small communal power grids and oceans full of seaweed are just some of the ideas he puts forward in the film. Damon Gammo talked to The Wire's reporter Anna Abradovich about his film and what he would like the future to look like.
Our land's regenerated, so a lot of our soils are dying around the world. The UN says we only have 60 years of topsoil left, so I hope that we're using really clever farming practices to pull that carbon out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil to retain water, improve the quality of our food. I hope we're seeing giant seaweed forests growing out in the ocean, which again, it's the fastest growing organism in the world. It can grow half a metre a day, so it's pulling that carbon out of the atmosphere. And at the same time, it really restores marine ecosystems and improves the quality of the water. The fish can lay their eggs in there again, so it really kickstarts our oceans, which are, again, really struggling because they're absorbing all of the excess heat. I hope our cities look a lot greener. I hope we've got lots of rooftop gardens on most buildings. There's a lot less cars. At the moment, we're on track for an extra billion cars in our cities by 2040. We also now know from the research that we do educate and empower our girls and provide them with the right reproductive health services and work opportunities, we can actually have a billion less people on the planet by 2050, which would have a huge impact on resources and the climate.
For the movie, how did you begin the research process?
So it was about 8 months, so I spoke to more than 100 different scientists and academics and researchers right around the world just to get a sense of what was out there and if we could actually turn this around. I didn't know when I started, so I was pretty gobsmacked to learn how many things are going on, how many great people are trying to solve this problem, but of course we don't give them any attention in the media.
Given the re-election recently of the Liberal government and their stance on climate change, how do you feel about the current situation?
The reality is that any great change through history has happened because of the passion and determination of small groups of people who actually teach their leaders how to lead on these certain issues. And I think, again, what's happening with the student strikes right around the world, we saw it in the UK only last week, that the UK government became the first government to declare a climate emergency and attested it to civil disobedience, to the student strike, to Extinction Rebellion. So, again, that's a call for us to get out in the streets even more, keep going, because this is how we're going to do it. And this is how it's happened right through history.
In 2040, there are a lot of fun visual tools that are used to help tell the story. Can you talk a little about the creative process behind making the film this way?
I think a lot of people want to understand more, but sometimes they find it a bit overwhelming and confusing. It's such a complicated topic. So I really just tried to find a way, in consultation with so many scientists around the world, to try and find a way to simplify it, use analogies that people can connect to, and just get them to understand it at a different level. Here's something to fight for instead of fighting against. And here's a world we could create if we got on with and started doing that.
When I was doing my research, saw that on Twitter you want people to maybe start adopting the term regeneration instead of sustainability. I was wondering if you could speak about that a little bit.
I mean, we're using 90 billion metric tons of resources around the world right now, from minerals and metals to fish to logging to livestock. That's 90 billion metric tonnes. The sustainable level is 50 billion metric tonnes. So we're almost double the amount of resources that the Earth can replenish every year. And at our current growth rate, we're going to have 180 billion metric tonnes by 2050, which is just catastrophic for the planet. So to sustain our current growth sees us flying off the cliff. If you go pre-scientific revolution, the language that we used for nature was really different. Like the Aboriginal cultures used custodians of the land. The Egyptians called nature a giving parent. The Chinese referred to nature as a reverent, they were reverent guests of the land. Whereas you get this scientific revolution, we start seeing ourselves as separate from nature. And people like Bacon and Descartes started using language like, we must enter and penetrate her every hole. Mm. Like that's actually a term they use, which is a very raping kind of language.
So in the future, you plan to continue pursuing climate education or this sort of activism?
Well, I mean, what else is there? I mean, like when you understand this topic, it's like, you know, I don't think I could go and spend 3 years doing something different if we don't get this right. I think whatever I do will be under this umbrella. So there's a few ideas I've got now. There's even talk of a series of 2040 to do a much deeper dive onto some of the things we couldn't put in the film and some of the blocks to making this 2040 happen, which I think is really important for people to understand.
What are the key things that you recommend ordinary people do?
So we've developed on our website, whatsyour2040.com, you can hit a button that says activate your plan. and you put in the preferences, what you resonated with in the film, what your particular passions are, what type of person you are, how much time you have available, and we'll give you six or seven things that you can do right now, from regen agriculture to helping the oceans to educating and empowering girls to energy to your school. There's just 30 or 40 organisations we've hooked up with that can really guide you and steer you into the right direction.
It's documentary filmmaker and actor Damon Gamow, and very passionate about the future and what 2040 could look like. He was talking to Wire reporter Anna Obradovic, and we'll put a link on the website to that website that he was talking about on our website.